You're on.
There you go. Nice. Now you're finally trained in. Now I don't know if we should have made the change.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun. We're in the 12th floor of the Capitol today for our administrative portion of our regular scheduled meeting. It is Wednesday, December 17th, approximately 11:40. I have no opening comments. Commissioner Christman?
No opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
None for me either.
All righty then. We have numerous items on consent. I would move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just to clarify, Daryl, the two post-probationary, that is for Brandon and Victor?
And Victor, that is correct.
Maybe we should pull, which one's Victor, six or seven? Should we pull that one off, you think, Randy and Julie? Or
It is a little questionable.
All right, we'll move it along. Congrats, Victor. Right. You want the tradition on that, don't you?
I don't.
We'll talk to anybody there. Jerry, what's the tradition?
different days.
Yeah, you and Brandon get different days.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, let's get right to it. Hearing via phone for damage prevention, Victor.
So it came up with the Northern cases we were talking about a hearing with, and I'm actually starting to see it on some other ones, some people requesting or inquiring if it's an option for a respondent to attend a formal hearing that we would have on a damage prevention case via phone or interactive video or something to that effect. In my opinion, I don't think it's something that we want to get into, but it's obviously something that's up to your discretion as the commission. So I don't know if you wanted to make any kind of a decision in general or if you'd like to just kind of address it on a case-by-case basis.
Let's just have a brief discussion on it because Alana and I have talked about this a lot over the years, and we've had witnesses call in or chime in before, and I'm not really against it. But I think it's more of a case-by-case with the complexity of the hearing and witness that, and doesn't it really have a lot to do with the two general counsels?
Pardon me?
Doesn't it have a lot to do if like, let's say, if someone doing the case wanted the witness there. I mean, I don't know how you deal with it if they pushed it. Or do you just?
I think parties have a right to ask for the face-to-face cross-examination
exactly.
And that sort of thing. So case-to-case decision on it might be best. In like Ray cases, you've got counsel and other people right here, and you might have like an economist
calling
that you had. Yeah, but you had pre-filed testimony and stuff from that person. And I remember Mitch saying in Northern that that there are lots of exhibit issues. He had three problems with the telephone hearing as a litigator. But that's the kind of hearing where you don't have anything ahead of time and everything comes in right on the witness stand if there's exhibits. Yeah. On the other hand, if somebody has a right to a hearing and just doesn't want to drive from 300 miles away, wherever they are, and they just want to tell their story, you know.
Isn't that more of a legal judge decision on hearings than it is ours?
It could very easily be the ALJ decision, and the ALJ could have that conversation with the two sides, the pros and cons, with the two sides and determine if there was good reason. Part of why it's your decision is that part of what's happening when you decide whether to believe someone or not is observing the demeanor of the witness. And even on a Skype, you're not really observing. You're observing a little bit different-looking demeanor than what would be face-to-face. And that is a component of deciding who to believe if you had a very close case evidence-wise. So that's what... You don't know.
Ourselves the discretion, and I think for me personally that each case we could deal with differently. But if somebody wants to call in for a half hour or something instead of flying from Florida, okay. But if it's the prime witness, you need to be here. I don't know what Randy and Julie.
I wouldn't rule it out on every case. I would just keep it at the discretion of the circumstances, and I'd put a lot of weight in the attorneys and how they want to handle it.
And I think, too, if it's a very small case that, it almost becomes more a matter of principle than an amount. If we're talking about a $100 case or something, I wouldn't expect somebody, CEO of some company to come from Detroit. you know, but maybe they want to still contest it. And I think that's a difference, too, than when it's thousands of dollars in potential penalties. So,
in my opinion, it's the person who the case is against, it's in their best interest to be here because they're going to have a better case. So if they're the ones that want to call in, then they're kind of – it's a high risk for them, in my opinion.
And I sure think if they want the people who made the complaint to be here to cross-examine them in person, that we would require that to give them every benefit of the doubt.
So how would we go about deciding that on a case by? So I have one right now where they're. I think if they were allowed to do it by phone, they would certainly request a hearing. And if they were not, I'm not sure that they would.
I think you and I will just have to talk about that and maybe call that person together.
Okay.
We'll get a little more information one way or the other to help make a decision. If that's okay with the commission.
Sure, that makes good sense. And then if you guys come to some conclusion, you can always ask us.
Right.
If we
then
have
we
a
come
problem
back
with
to
it.
You. For permission,
but
if we were going to conclude,
that's what we've done in the past. We've had many raid cases where witnesses call in, but it's not the prime witness. So, okay. Is there anything else, Victor?
Nope.
All righty then. Okay, Mark Planning Conference, BP Kalk and Stace. So, I thought it was appropriate to just kind of give you and Randy and Julie just an update on kind of where we're at right now and make sure we're not going too far off the plan that you'd thought of. And I did want to, I wanted actually to make a motion to move that, you know, something, and I'm not doing it now, but, you know, I move that the North Dakota Public Service Commission host the 2016 MARC convention in Bismarck and allocate appropriate staff and time, only because Agent Gallion has brought up some good points that we are allocating resources to this by people's time, and it probably is worthwhile just to have a motion or something in our record that says that all of us are in agreement, or at least two of us in agreement, because it is allocating resources. So that was, does that sound reasonable, Randy and Julie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lana, does that sound like a reasonable thing if we're going to allocate? Do we need to make a formal motion or just put it in our minutes? Motions never hurt, do they?
I think you're going to need a formal motion, but we could do it next time. Want to be sure it's covered by workers' comp and stuff like that.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's put that together for next time.
For next time. I'll look up what we did before.
Okay.
Okay.
If anything.
We did do a motion.
When Susan
because
did
we did have to be sure we had it was authorized, considered, and if you vote no, it's not authorized, but considered work so that if there were any issues like injuries or anything
right.
like that.
We've gone down that road just for our staff, though, not anybody else.
No.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that for next time. So I wonder if that would be in the chairman's portfolio, though. Probably. That's a bit. Anyway, you'll sort through that.
Well, but you're going to be the chairman of MARC, so yeah. You would be the one doing the spearheading the planning, I would assume.
Yep. Apples to apples. All right. Good enough. So here's where we're at. Stacy handed out a sheet, and Stacy, please chime in as I screw this up, all right? Unless you just want to do it. I'll let you do it. All right, I'll hit the highlights. So basically the dates, June 12th to the 15th, we kind of honed in the dates based on the – a lot of the kids are out of school, aren't out of school until the second week. The Honorable Commissioner Tony Clark is available the week of June 12th, not the week before. I wanted to make sure we invited Tony to come out. We put out bids for all the hotels, and really the Radisson came back with the best deal and the best availability. The Ramcota was booked up, so we think we can make the Radisson work with overflow in those other places, as you can see. We've reserved buses. The way it works is we're going to do a Sunday night at the Heritage Center, a kind of meet and greet over there. Monday night we're going to do Fort Lincoln. Kids are invited to both those events, so we'll take buses over. And then on Tuesday we're still kind of playing with how to do energy tours, whether it's one, two, or three. That's kind of the big blue arrow stuff. Anything on those topics, Stace, that I missed? Okay.
Outside at Fort Lincoln, or where are you planning to eat?
Yeah, we're going to do the Pitchfork Fondue. We'll have a big tent so people can get in if need be, but it'll be right outside the building?
Commissary
building. Yeah, so we could even have some seating in there. But, yeah, we're going to have the Seven Seas group do the Pitchfork Fondue out there.
Fun.
And then the Gatling gun and infantry reenactment we have reserved to be out there.
Neat.
No, it should be fun. It's been Josh and I and Stacy and John so far, and we're going to be soliciting anybody else that wants to help out here in the next couple of weeks. So, okay, so then the tentative schedule is Sunday. Agent Galleon is organizing a golf event, which is not tied into Mark, but we'll send it out to anybody that wants to go. They can go play golf. Really not much to do on Sunday. The big thing we have is just the coordination of getting all these people checked in, and Sherry at the Chamber has been just phenomenally helpful. They're going to offer up some people and let us help out with the registration, but that's where we'll need a lot of our staff, is just the signing up of people on Sunday night, and depending, I'll hopefully ask you to each the chair panel during the thing, and so we'll set up that, but I think it's laying out pretty good. So that'll be Sunday's event. Monday, we're going to open up the main session at the Belle Mayhus. One of the challenges with the Radisson is there's no really good place to have these big sessions. And Sherry brought up the Bell, and I thought, shoot, that's good. It can go right across the street. That's a very nice auditorium, and it just gets everybody together. And then
how many seats? What's the seating over there?
Oh, what did we figure? 250 or something like that?
At the Bell?
Yeah. Probably more than that.
Is that more than the big room at the Radisson?
I believe so. The big room at the Radisson, we're trying to use that to come back for lunch.
Oh.
So we couldn't do a changeover
that
quick.
Well, it's fun to go to the Bell.
I have it somewhere, but I have to dig.
But that was, just curious. I think you're right, though, Julie. We could probably squeeze folks in the Radisson. We wanted to come back there and have lunch over there, and we couldn't have that changeover that quick. Well, then afternoon breakout sessions would be at the Radisson. So if we have lunch at the Radisson, then we go to different breakout sections using the Radisson. And if we really, if we can't meet the Radisson's capacity, we could go back to the Bell, or we could go down to the Civic Center. But we're really trying to focus on just one hotel instead of having people all over the place. And then we go to Fort Lincoln that night. Tuesday morning, breakfast, morning sessions, nothing out of the ordinary. And then the lunch is hosted by the next commissioner holding the event. So Illinois will host the lunch on Tuesday. And then we're going to host the lunch in Milwaukee So we've talked quite a bit about that. We were in a phone call with the Illinois gurus. No, wait, the Wisconsin gurus. And so we're going to do that out there on Wednesday this summer. And then we're talking about one of us or two of us will drive out there to haul all the stuff that you kind of do your North Dakota luncheon. And we got a video put together that the chamber's got. And I don't know. That should all come together. And then the energy tours, that's kind of where we're stuck at. And then Tuesday night we'll have some kind of, we'll invite people to just different events, hopefully get some people to host an event at the Blarney or at the Peacock or at the Loofs, get different industry people to host different events. And then Wednesday have breakfast opening, closing session and be done. The thing that I think we're struggling with is just what to do for the energy tours. So that's what I'd be curious what you guys have any thoughts about that. We do the morning session and then lunch and then go do tours. You could do a wind farm tour and a coal tour. You could go out west.
Well, the gasification would be probably something that they haven't seen.
Right.
There isn't much of that. I mean, the challenge is trying to find something unique, right? Because these people have all seen a lot of it. I would think wind farms and coal.
Well, I can think back to the Mark.
I don't know, maybe not.
Nobody's really, when I went down to Arkansas, nobody had seen a strip mine there before. They'd never seen that. So we could do the Basin Electric. We could do the Dakota Valley and tour the mine out there.
Did you see? Yeah. Wind, don't a lot of these states have wind development in Mark? So wind might not be, unless there's some angle on wind.
Well, just you're driving by them. I mean, it can certainly be pointed out and statistics given. You got to do something with us the whole time.
True.
Falkirk Mine, and then go up to the Garrison Dam and have some kind of doings there at the park or something, and then just come back home.
But are any of those things that they haven't seen? Hydro, coal,
I'm sure they've
wind.
Seen it all. Most of them, depending on how long they've been in the business.
We're trying to struggle.
PGC is a unique thing.
Yeah.
The Falkirk is a mine that might be different for them.
What about Tony was here looking at some they were spin-off power generators, excess power generation from pipelines.
Oh, those he was touring stations, like you have at Glen Ullin.
Glen Ullin has one.
That's a good idea, Julie.
West.
I don't know how unique those are, but it's using excess power. I don't know how far away they are either, but
I've toured one at Glen Ullin. It's 40-some miles.
Oh, Glen Ullin. Yeah. So that, I don't know. That, throw that out there.
Okay.
And what about, is there anything unique at Heskett? I mean, that's right here.
The river.
Well, just keep shooting Stacy ideas like this, because we're trying to figure out if it's better to do two individual tours or one tour, because the busing costs a lot and time gets away in a hurry. And
the out at Coal Creek, they've got the coal fining. That's kind of cool.
Dry fining.
Heskett has that fluidized bed generating boiler, which is kind of unique.
Dry fining is a good idea. Okay. All right, so Stace, what did I miss? That's the high level thing. Anything else that we want to jump on?
I don't know if you'd want to take them to Heskett, though, because they're kind of under attack. And
Were you planning on doing like a work session at some point to talk about the sponsorship stuff, or do you want to bring that up on the radar now, or was that going
to
be?
How much time do you guys have? It's getting close to, I don't want to take all this time.
All right, it might get complicated.
I mean, I also wouldn't, we aren't in a huge rush to make these decisions right now, so maybe a work session is good, and we can think more about the energy tours. And
yeah, let's do that. Let's drop that down to scheduling, because that's a longer discussion. But Stacy handed out this sheet, if you will, and so I just like you guys to look through it. And then the big thing here is, Lon, if you can put together a motion that keeps us on the hunky door and all this, and then we'll set a work session up, and it can be out there quite a ways. Because I'm going to the Mark in Austin here in a couple weeks. So then we've got our seed money, and Josh has got that all set up. So we're keeping it all outside the state. It's all a separate thing. The big thing I wanted to solidify was everybody's okay with this, and we get a motion because we're going to be using staff time to do this. So, okay. Thank you, Stacey. All righty then. Julie, IRP.
It just, I left it on my desk, but I've been saving the MDU IRP for a long time to, do something with. And then, so I was just going to file it in the end. And I thought I'd just throw it on this admin discussion to just ask, what do we do with the IRPs? And I know we're going to, with the XL, we're going to have them in here to talk about their new one that they're completing with Minnesota. I think that's a great idea. And if we don't do that on a regular basis with the other companies, maybe we can just make the IRP as part of the next PI meeting whenever they're filed or something like that. But how do we evaluate the IRPs? What do we do with them over in PUD?
Well, I'll give you my 2 cents worth, and then staff can jump in, because we had this discussion 4 years ago and probably 24 years ago. The companies file these IRPs, and so typically staff would review them, and if there was something really bizarre and their staff didn't like, they'd send back staff comments like Chris did that one time. He didn't like something in Excel's IRP, so he sent it back saying he highly didn't agree with this as a staff viewpoint. But the commission has been reluctant to weigh in on IRPs because I thought we'd perhaps give away the future viewpoints on ADPs and particular mixes. Some commissions will do a thorough review of the IRPs early and go on record saying they disagree with something. So we kind of got to the point where we didn't have staff time to do a thorough review of the IRPs. And right. I think that's kind of still where we're at. I personally like to be silent on IRPs to not give away my hand in rate cases or in ADPs. But that doesn't mean I'm against it. It's just it's a lot of work. We don't have people
to do
it.
Well, you can review them and not make comments about them. I mean, you can still be silent and not make any official.
Agreed.
Evaluation or official.
We could certainly make them pie topics. There's not a problem with that. Or even have IRP reviews. We could do.
Yeah.
We've
done IRP reviews?
We've had them for pie meetings go through their IRP and just kind of give us an overview of what they're doing. If you're to take something stronger with IRPs, probably the thing to consider is whether or not to require an action plan and approve it. So you could look at the next 2 years or something like that and say, this is what we're doing in our next 2 years. And the commission approves that. That's kind of what is done in some of the other states. Mm-hmm. And we have not, we haven't done that yet. So far, we've not approved plans and just kind of taken them under an advisement type of a thing.
So. I'm fine with that approach because I don't know that we have the staff time to devote to really thorough reviewing them to the point where we'd say, yeah, we agree with everything in here and, you know, kind of endorse it. Yeah. But if we do already make a point of making them a topic of the PI meetings, then that's great. I just didn't realize that. And I just want to make sure we do that when as they come in and go through them. So you guys are looking at them, and we're looking at them at a time when we can ask questions of the company.
I've actually been attending meetings with MDU when they're developing their IRP. I'm actually missing a session today because of our
users group.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, I'm not providing input, but mm-hmm. just silent observing.
Oh, good.
So, excellent. Maybe, Daryl, you usually become the point of contact on PI meetings. Talk to all three investor owns and say, hey, your next PI meeting, talk about at least talk about your IRP at this point. If you
do they file them every year?
All three of them, I think, is every 2 years.
I don't remember going through MDUs, but they filed one last in 20.
I'm trying to remember when it was. Was it 13? Or
I have it sitting on my desk. I kind of remember Sarah talking about it when she was here, but
I think it's an odd year thing, if I remember correctly.
So, I mean, if they've got another one coming up this next year, then we should just wait and do it then.
I can't recall either, but it's been an effort to try and get them on the PI agenda.
And we have that with XL coming up, so that one's taken care of, or we should be. I think we've got that on our schedule.
Okay. All right. Anything else for discussion? I don't have anything else. Miss anything that either one of you want to add? Jerry, anything else you want to discuss?
I don't think so.
We'll make a note of that, Victor. Okay. All right. Formal hearing on One Oak. Julie Prisk.
The Demix.
Daryl indicated earlier that he had some dates and I have the same dates. And also we've confirmed that the staff council and ALJ are available on these 4 days, January 28th, February 9th, February 24th, and February 26th.
Ironically, all four are available for me at this time. How about Randy and Julie?
You said that, okay, January 28th is not. What was the next one?
February 9th.
That looks good. Well, and the third one?
February 24th.
And 26th.
The 9th looks good for me, too. And the 24th and 26th is that last week before crossover, and we could have questions to answer about our budget or other bills. So if the 9th is open for everybody, I think we should choose that one.
Goodbye, me.
Sounds right. Good.
Thank you.
So this time. We've been going at 9 o'clock the last couple of hearings, and that seemed to work pretty well, if that's okay with you two.
Sure.
Do you have the notice?
I do. I mean, it's in our...
And where are we going to, I suppose, Watford City.
Yeah.
Teddy's.
Can't beat it.
What do you need from the notice?
If there's a time in the notice.
Mm-mm.
We left it all blank, I think.
So should we say 9? 9 a.m. February 9th at Teddy's.
Gotcha.
Goodbye, me.
Well, that was easy. Okay.
Thank you.
Daryl, we had our... All of us commissioners met, and we talked about one more meeting to talk about staff and budget updates. as we get ready for the session. I can't remember now. It was dealing with a lot of different things. Randy and Julie, when do you think we want to do that? It's not like it's super critical, but yet if we're going to have the retention discussion, it is kind of critical.
I'm pretty flexible through the holidays here. I will tell, jumping down the calendar, I really want to make sure we save one opportunity wherever we have one for that proposed rules work session so we can have something done for the next meeting. In that I want to save a spot for that. I'm pretty free. I don't know you both on the staff's holiday plans, but that won't be going
far. What about
the 5th in the afternoon for some reason is open. January 5th.
I mean, I'll be around in the 29th, 30th if we want to do something then. Or don't we, what do we have on Monday, Ashley?
Right.
Yeah.
Are we going to, I mean, if we're there for, it's 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock we have it set for.
I think we're flying down there.
And then, I mean, we might be able to, could we do it that afternoon?
It's good by me.
22nd you're talking about?
The 29th.
Oh, 22nd.
No, 22nd.
No, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
December 22nd is actually.
Could schedule it for like 4 o'clock?
We'll be back sooner than that, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, you hope so, but...
What happens if we schedule it and we're late?
It's just you, right?
It's just the three of us, so it doesn't...
Yeah, let's just try to do it, estimate when we'll be back, or... And then adjust it accordingly.
Make sure somebody else is here that is aware of it, that they can reschedule it if we're not here on time.
Yeah.
You want to try 3 o'clock or 3:30?
Let's try 3.
Okay.
I don't think that hearing is going to take real long. And
jinx.
I hope it's done.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
This again is the staff and budget planning meeting?
Yeah, and it's just the three of us. We don't need anybody else. It's just us trying to figure out what to do with the budget stuff and get ready for the session and talk about all kinds of other stuff.
Can we do it on the plane?
If you allow public access.
So the answer there is no, correct?
Fargo or somebody let the guys on the bus?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
We'll avoid that one, Alana. Yeah. Okay, work session.
Say 3 o'clock, but if we get back at 2 o'clock, we'll adjust it. We'll adjust it when we leave.
We can call you and notice it earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, good call. Work session, sunflower wind. We just did that yesterday, didn't we? Jerry, was that yesterday? Hey, Adrian Peterson.
I didn't know what this was.
I'm sorry.
Work session, sunflower wind project. I wanted to put a work session because we just did that yesterday and get that on the queue.
And so the question is, do you just want to talk about the sunflower thing or do you want to have something more about how we do these projects in the future?
Personally, I don't need a work session on sunflower. I just wanted to have a general work session, kind of like we did when we started the decommissioning process, just a general work session, talk about, you know, the process in,
okay,
beyond sunflower. And I think it's kind of too late for sunflower.
I guess that's the...
What do you mean too late?
To change how they... I mean, how they planned and stuff. I mean, we learned from there, but we're not going to change
how
they've made their application.
So if you don't need a work session just on sunflower, we can set up.
Well, let's see, though. We got one more colleague. Do you want a work session on sunflower? No? Okay. Well, then we don't need a work session. I just queued it up to have this discussion.
So do you want a work schedule?
Well, then I want a motion on sunflower for the first meeting.
Okay. Well,
For January 7th, Jerry, give me a motion on sunflower if I don't need a work session.
On January 7th?
Yeah.
I'll try. I have to do an order then and an amendment on the certificate.
Well, you do it. Get it in your flow, Jerry, I guess is the point.
Okay.
And then back to the other question about the larger discussion about the wind farm siting changes and turbines.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? You said yes. Do you want to do a discussion on that?
Well, we probably should because, you know, I sensed yesterday some desire to have them come in with a not so precise of a plan, and I don't want it to be too imprecise either. I want some detail, and so I don't know that we've provided very good clarity for any potential wind farm developer after that discussion.
Yeah, and I'd just like to discuss it and understand, you know, the pros and the cons and this, you know, Franken turbine or whatever it was.
Gotcha. Well, what about back to the afternoon of January 5th? It's still open. We're not going to be probably going anywhere. The governor's state of the state is the next day, and we're all running around for the session.
Sure.
Randy, that work for you?
What about the proposed rules thing, Randy? When
we can do them back-to-back that day. We can do that afternoon for that proposed rules thing, too. Because that closes on the 24th, right, Alana? The comment?
The 6th, end of, and I don't know if it's the close of business or midnight.
On the 26th?
26th.
I like that idea.
To do it on the 25th?
Yeah.
On Christmas?
No. To do it on the 5th.
5th. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Scrooge.
If it's possible for you both, I'd prefer the afternoon, but I think we would have time to also do start with that risk exposure study. And, you know, we can have reviewed that. And if there was something in there that we could add to this rule change that didn't change it so dramatically that we had to start over, maybe we want to. So how about if we start with that? I don't think that'll take a long time. Blend into the rules package, and then also do the
wind discussion.
The wind discussion.
Well, weren't we going to have the risk exposure people that did the study come so we can ask them questions?
Yes.
I thought that they wanted to. You know, that would be a little opportunity for give and take with those folks who did it.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Tom Lilja this morning, and Dr. Wilson is planning on being available, but it would be January 5th or 6th.
Hmm. Would he be available on the 7th, the informal?
Well, then it's too late to put anything into the rule package if there was something in there that we wanted to adopt already. But
sure, well, maybe he can come then. Maybe he can come on the 5th.
Either the afternoon of the 5th or mid-morning of the 6th.
The 6th is probably...
That's probably not the best day. I think the 5th would be better for us.
January 5th at...
Anytime. Why don't we do them first, and then we can do the
1:30?
One.
Let's say 1.
Fine by me. So 1 o'clock would be the risk presentation. However you want to call that, Darrell. I don't know the right term. And then do you just want to notice everything at the same time since it's the same players? So we can just roll together?
Good.
Yeah.
So we'd be risk, whatever you want to call it, presentation, rules, discussion, and wind, what would we call that? Wind sighting discussion?
That shouldn't be noticed at the same time. We'd probably have to notice that at like 3 or something.
Okay. That's fine by me.
So the wind at 3, and then the other two are just...
At 1.
At 1 and 2?
I think just do them both at 1. We just have two agenda items.
Both at 1, okay.
Is that okay, General Counsel?
We can do that.
Sure.
just make sure there's room in the plane for anybody who wants to get on. You don't like that idea, Alana?
It's okay. You're talking about, I was just getting a little mixed up, but you're talking about putting the risk study and the rules cases
on at 1. Right.
Right. Because his presentation really ties into what we might put in the rules, so it seems appropriate. Okay. All righty. Fair enough. So now we go to... That sounds good for everybody? All righty. MISO update meeting. I would call it the quarterly transmission update meeting, and this is one that I want to put in this schedule for. It'll be Jerry and I and David, and we're going to invite Ottertail and MDU and Excel. We're going to force meetings every quarter, and we could schedule them for all three of us. That way that you're welcome to come in. But I wasn't thinking that you'd have to sit there because everybody's so darn busy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So does that sound reasonable?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, then we were just kind of winging this a little bit. And so I would say that I would throw this out there. So if we go all the way down to March, it would be a good time to start a quarterly meeting, wouldn't it, Jerry?
I think so. We had our last one in November.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have a better day during the week, David and Jerry?
For March, I'd suggest we avoid the period like between the 24th, 23rd, and 26th, around in that week right there.
Avoid that?
Yeah.
How long will these take?
Probably a couple hours.
The advisory committee meeting. You know, in the past, we've given them a half a day, a morning, if you bring in MISO in and the utilities in to talk.
Quarterly, wow.
Is quarterly a lot? Or, I mean, it's something that Brian and I and Dave can...
That's what we have to do.
No, I think it's good.
We're just trying to bring you all in.
Yeah.
At least put them on the calendar. That way, if you want to drop in, but if you're not there, then it's not like... You know, we understand.
Right.
On the 2nd and the 3rd, we have zero chance of conflicting with any hearings that we want to attend.
That's true. How about March 3rd? Jerry? David?
It looks good for me. What I was thinking, if we set these dates now, I might come back to you if it comes out to be a big conflict for somebody like utilities or
no, absolutely. Yeah. Right, but let's just get something in the calendar. Yep. So we go March 3rd, and then we go into June then probably.
You want morning or afternoon?
What works for you, Jerry? I'll let you pick.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
That way people can travel in if they want. So like 1 o'clock or something.
Okay.
Or 1:30, whatever you decide. And then June 7th through 10th is Mark. How about like the 16th before our commission meeting?
The 16th is MISO week. 16th through the 18th is...
I got to get those on my calendar then. How about the 11th?
11th would be better. Just a second, let me...
Sorry.
Yep, 11th looks good.
Are you looking at 1:30 or 1 o'clock?
Let's go 1 o'clock, Darryl.
1 o'clock, okay.
And let's put one in September, Jerry, and then be done.
Okay.
You got any conflicts in September, Jerry?
September, the advisory committee meeting's on the 23rd. Try to avoid that one.
So how about the 15th of September?
Looks good here.
All right, let's just call that good then. Okay. And then you'll circle back around if they can't make those dates work.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll put those out to everybody and see what we get back.
I don't have anything else for scheduling. What did I miss?
Well, the Mark's planning.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Stace, what do you got for conflicts? Nothing? Maybe I should pick a month, huh?
Yeah. What else do you want to do?
Well, I don't think we need to do anything till February. Even March, perhaps, huh? How about back to Randy's idea? March 2nd and 3rd, we have nothing going on. We picked that Mark meeting March. We picked the quarterly thing March 3rd in the afternoon, right?
Yep.
What about the morning of March 3rd? Did that work for you guys, Randy, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Say 10 o'clock? That was easy. Stace, that worked
I have
for you?
One. Yep.
Okay.
One more thing to throw out. XL was going to do their, they were going to come to a, do a discussion on their IRP. I'd kind of like to get that on the calendar and throw out that, and Mike's not in here, but Vic, maybe you can chat with him about talking to them about the informal that we have scheduled on the date, January 21st. Or do we have an informal that day? Where am I not? Oh, oops, wrong year.
No, that's you're right. January 21st, we have a meeting, an informal.
An informal.
Do we have anything scheduled for it, though?
Not right now.
Not now, there isn't. It's there. They come on here as soon as they're scheduled, so officially.
Usually informals aren't scheduled to agenda date. I mean, unless you schedule them.
Right. So that's why I'd kind of like to carve it out so that we get it done and have that discussion. So Is that all right with you guys? Then maybe you can talk to Mike and get to the company and see if that date would work for them to come and have a more in-depth discussion on the resource plan that they filed with Minnesota.
That in the morning again?
That's an informal. It's at 1:30.
1:30, okay.
It's already on the schedule. We just plug it in there.
Okay. Maybe if I could just take a second and preview. So we got the holidays coming up. The holiday party tomorrow. Daryl's got that. I get the trivia ready to go, Daryl?
The trivia's ready.
I need to see a copy of that before you go home.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I tried. Okay, so the first week of January, I got nothing out of the ordinary for us. And then the next week, we got the governor's state of the state the 6th, our commission meeting the 7th. I'm off to Mark. Our testimony the 14th. So, Julie, you'll have to shoot us what you want to look through.
Yep.
I'm going to be out of pocket.
I have something here shortly, actually, probably, early next week.
And where are we at with Daryl and everybody, who's doing what to the bills and all that? We may not meet again until all of a sudden bedlam starts.
Yeah, I know. Well,
we're on track.
We're on track.
There's a big pile of people that have paper bills. There's a big pile on your desk today.
Not on my desk, because I didn't want
people
paper.
Who are reading electronically need to go in there and start reading because there's bills. So we know what we have our subscriptions.
Walk us through in general what you guys have come up with. I know we've done this, you and I, before.
Okay. Amy, who is the temporary employee, and John will be, in addition to what John normally does for docketing, they will be in charge of getting the bills picked up and distributed and into the tracking system. And then there will be a tracking system of bills that interest or affect the commission. So anyone that reads a bill that you think might interest or affect the commission, let us know. There is a legislative email group, and it's usually easiest to just send that email to the legislative group. Everybody knows. Somebody might have a different thought. Somebody might want to look at it twice. But at a minimum, make sure you send it to me and Amy and John. But it's sometimes handier just to use the legislative group.
When do you think that'll be put
together by? That's together. That exists.
Is it already done through all the bills that we have as of right now?
Oh, no, not the tracking. I mean, the email list.
Yeah. When do you think the tracking will be put together?
As soon as people read the stack that they have, they will provide that to her, and then she'll do the first tracking because she'll put those 3 or 6 or 10 bills.
Because the reality, the first time we'll probably have to testify on bills is the week of the January 12th. So our January 9th meeting, we'll really kind of be slogging through the pile of paperwork.
If we get some bills that we're interested in, we will produce a list as an example for you and get it out to you. Okay. Those bills will be tracked at Legislative Council. That's Amy is doing that first, John is backup. But in addition, John is docketing those same bills that we're tracking in our iFile, or I don't know what it's called exactly, Shelley. Is it I or L or?
Bill User.
Bill User, okay. So you can go into our case management system and you can find the bills that way, and that's where we would put testimony. Okay. You get an email from somebody that you need to preserve what it says. So people that get any of that should make sure it gets to John for docketing.
And in the budget notes, who are those set to go to when they get the budget note request? Do they go to you or to Josh?
They go to me and to Josh, and I will probably...
Fiscal notes.
Fiscal notes, yes. We're both on there. I think Daryl's on there, and probably the new attorney will be added as a learning process.
One of the things
process.
We kind of bobbled around last time around with where they were going to and who was going to respond and so on.
Well, Josh and I have to respond. Yep. I mean, I will respond, but if I need a number, he's going to give me the number. And if he's doing it because I'm not here, he's going to need to find out from people if it impacts us or not. So it has to be substantive and financial to get an answer to those.
And just so for the larger crowd, we made a hire on the attorney full-time, John. What's John's last name?
Shu.
He'll be starting in mid-January. And we also did an overhire. Casey's going to be starting as like a same position that David's in. She's going to work with us as an attorney, helping out in a variety of things up through at least till June 30th, and we'll see from there. And then I wanted to ask Randy and Julie if you'd agree if Amy's here for 20 hours now. If during the session, if you would mind if we increase her to more, if she's willing to do it just because she could find herself in having to want to help us and want to leave. Now, not that she has to do it, but if she's willing to do more, that we'd be willing to pay her a little more.
The dollars are available and she's willing. I don't want to pressure her to make, like working with her. I don't want to make it a job that wasn't the one that she applied for once.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, Daryl, but you get that message.
Thank you.
One more thing. If you find that you want to do things differently, or you want hard copies, or you want to get rid of getting hard copies or changes, just talk to Amy. I mean, we're all sort of, this is what we think we want for the session and how we think we want it done, but you're going to maybe find out something different as you get into it. So she would be the central location for copies. Like, for example, she'll be asking you before that first meeting, do you want a bill status report on Friday, a complete one of all the bills we're tracking, or not?
Who besides Amy, though? I mean,
John is the other backup. Okay, so. I mean, they're backing each other up, basically.
Okay, and he wants to do it. He's expressed an interest.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't think of anything off the cuff or for the session.
But, and John's not here today, so that's why I mentioned Amy. But if you think of something, talk to her and or John or me.
And then, Randy, Julie, anything else you can think of on that? Nope. Okay, so we'll change all the portfolio stuff, flip it around, the room will get switched around. Anything else we need to do for the 1st of January? I think we're tracking everything. Okay. Go once, going twice. We'll close the administrative portion of the meeting. Ready, Randy? You ready?
No.
Well, yeah. That's why I don't do that.
It hurts.
Well done.
Time for the date and time.